Coco Taylor long ago earned her title Queen of the Blues. In the mid-60s, she came to Chicago from a sharecropper farm in Tennessee. There she was discovered by the celebrated songwriter and performer Willie Dixon, who provided her with her crossover hit Wang Dang Doodle. After her label Chess went out of business, she signed with Alligator Records in 1975. She has a new album called Old School, and critic Milo Miles says it embodies Alligator's straightforward, hard-rocking blues style.
Come on now!
Coco Taylor is the last of the blues hot mamas. She's now 71 years old, and when she was hospitalized for months back in 2003 and 2004, it seemed her nearly 40-year career might be over. But the title of her new album says it all, Old School, and you don't count out somebody from the old school. Taylor has never made a weak, careless album, but what's most impressive is that this one is one of her most potent and determined. Old School is straight Chicago blues, with a couple spots for a sax solo, but mostly electric guitars, as close to the thrash and punch of the 1950s as anybody can get today. Taylor hasn't spent much time singing about being wronged or missing someone who's gone, though she can nail those moods. Her favorite approach is to challenge men to keep up with her, as a hellraiser, as a lover, as a vibrant human being. If the guy doesn't, why, she might trade him in for a mule. Special mention has to go to guitarist Steady Roland Bob Margolin and Chris Johnson, who is also Taylor's longtime producer. Their guitar buzz and clatter is both timeless and in the moment. Old School sounds like the 50s, but it doesn't feel like a throwback. Nor is there any nervous attempt to sound contemporary. Taylor's attempts at updating herself have been hit and miss. One track, Memphis Minnie's Black Rat, was originally recorded a lifetime ago in a world that no longer exists. But as long as Coco Taylor knows what the song's about in her bones, so do you.
Yeah, you sleep in my kitchen.
Skeptics claim not enough is done to change the form, and the audience nowadays accepts hack work. There's some truth in this. Old School's innovation, however, is to deliver the tone and temperament of the blues full-bodied and uncut. That's more of an achievement than it might seem. At the center is indomitable Coco Taylor and her rasping thunder of a voice. She will not be ignored or dismissed.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed Coco Taylor's new album, Old School. We'll be right back.